Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. I'll tell you, it's kind of an unbelievable thing. It was a scary overnight here. If you're on Twitter, follow Mayor Bob Buckhorn.
Yeah, I would say.
Who, I got to tell you, somebody has hacked his account, and I don't understand why can't they take these things down? Like,
because they haven't been able to unhack it yet. They gotta somehow unhack it because the people have changed the passwords and stuff.
They've changed the passwords. They've changed his name, but you know, a lot of this stuff is just really disgusting. Some of it just totally scary, including that they were talking about a missile headed for the airport in Tampa. This was at 3:48 this morning. Another tweet said that there's a bomb in the airport.
And this is currently going on right now. They haven't unhacked the account. So the account is just spewing hateful images, messages.
Yeah, it's just incredible.
And bomb threats,
it's incredible that somebody can do this for so long. I mean, I know it's like been over 2 hours. I just feel like, wow. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, you would think that people...
I just feel like you could call
in these types of positions should have connections at Twitter or something. You know what I mean? When
right.
you're a mayor and you have the blue check, the verified on Twitter, you would think that there's some sort of not only just extra security measures, but also easier ways to get in contact with Twitter when this happens.
Right. You figure you just call Twitter and say, just for now, take the account down.
Yeah, just shut it down. Instead, it's just spewing hate and bomb threats all morning.
Yeah, really, really nasty. So some scary stuff overnight, too. Obviously from the news, because at first they were like, what is going on? But obviously it's been hacked, so they're trying to figure all this out. Man, she's crazy.
I know. And keep that in mind, too, if you're heading to TIA this morning, because I feel like...
Yeah, obviously, I think people are going to be a little more sensitive, of course, when people are writing these things.
Well, yeah, but don't you think they're on high alert?
Yeah, probably, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, extra security and stuff like that. So it just may take a little longer to get through the security lines is what I'm thinking.
Remember life before Twitter?
Simpler times.
Life before Twitter, man. Tampa Bay's morning crew. Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. I guess what we're figuring out here, so the hacking of Tampa Bay Mayor Bob Buckhorn's Twitter account continues.
Yeah.
The account is still up, and kind of what we were talking about is Twitter could just shut this account down, but I'm sure, like, the FBI, whoever's investigating, it's got to be the FBI, is probably like, no, keep it up, because all these terrible, awful, hateful things on there, they're leaving clues, so you got to leave it up and to see if the guy keeps tweeting.
And he is still currently tweeting.
Right.
So the hacker started tweeting right before 4 a.m. this morning and has just been going at it ever since. And now, as Mark pointed out, and now I hopped on it. Oh, my gosh. I mean, obviously, it's super explicit. But there's a... oh, my gosh. I'm trying to think. Where did it go?
It's crazy because we're following this live. Like, it's going on now. This is just crazy. Like,
oh, he's retweeting.
He's retweeting the news.
The news saying that the account has been hacked.
Yeah, the person is retweeting the tweets about the overtaking of the account. You're almost watching this going like, this is crazy. So the person obviously was tapped into local media, understood where these tweets would be coming from when they started reporting it. And so it continues. They also, this is crazy, they tweeted out an address, and it said, come get me, and it was an address in Oregon.
Yeah, so we were guessing.
So, obviously, now we're playing detective here because...
their address.
Or is it? I mean, or some... obviously, this person is...
I think it's an address
massively disturbed.
Either a random person or a person that
they don't
this
like.
Person hates.
Right, because obviously, somebody in law enforcement is going to go knock on the door.
Of course.
And say,
you have to investigate.
We've got to talk to you about this because your address has popped up all over
this Twitter account.
Hijacking of Mayor Bob Buckhorn's Twitter account, which has
and
gone
it's
on
no
since.
No longer Bob Buckhorn on Twitter either. The B on Buckhorn has been replaced with a C.
They've changed the name. And again, earlier this morning, I think some of this is just so disgusting. And then obviously it got dangerous when it started talking about possible missiles in the air towards Tampa. It started talking about a bomb threat. And so obviously if you're heading to the airport this morning, I cannot imagine that it's going to be anything but tense there.
Oh, security is going to be beefed up for sure.
So just a heads up, that is going on right now on the Twitter account. But the Twitter account remains up. It's just crazy
and
to follow this.
It is not Buckhorn, if you are just waking up this morning, that is tweeting all of these hateful things.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Deep Fried Nashville is next. Tampa Bay's morning crew, Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. All right, Miranda Lambert's new husband gets a demotion.
Wah, wah.
It's a bittersweet ending to the puppy story at the Bryan household. Luke Bryan, we'll tell you next.
Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
All right, so Miranda Lambert up and gets married a couple of weeks ago. Doesn't tell anybody. Secret marriage.
Yep, in Nashville.
And her husband is a policeman. His name's Brendan up in New York City. Well, I guess people started to recognize Brendan on the streets when he was trying to, you know, be a policeman.
I mean, he's a good-looking guy.
Well, the police department said, you know what, enough's enough. You're out here to enforce the law, protect the public. This ain't going to work. They took him off the street. He's no longer on the street. He's now a driver for the higher-ups. So literally, when one of like the brass of the police department need to go somewhere, Brendan's the chauffeur.
Ugh.
That's what he does now.
Dang. And just in New York traffic, too. What a crappy job.
He was getting hounded by the press and the fans, as you can imagine. A lot of people in New York were walking around asking police officers if they were him. It was just causing all kind of problems, so...
Well, yeah, you can't be taking selfies all day with people.
Right.
You gotta actually be monitoring the streets,
right.
Fighting
like,
crime.
What happens if there's like a real thing and you had to be like a real cop, you know? So maybe it's a good thing for him. Maybe he didn't want to do it anymore. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe you like that type of thing. Maybe it's just easier to drive people around. So while we're saying it's technically a demotion, maybe he's like, yes, I've been waiting for this.
Rest in peace, Poochie. I don't feel like this is a sad story, and I know that some may disagree, and that's cool. But Luke Bryan and his wife, his family, they adopted Poochie, the 18-year-old dog. Remember,
it was just last week that this happened.
They had Poochie for 2 weeks. Poochie has passed away.
Poochie.
Luke's wife, Caroline, she wrote, "My heart is sad but full to post this. Our sweet prince Poochie has passed away. He lived 18 years and was loved by so many people." She posted a great video a couple days before I saw this of Poochie snoring on his little new dog bed in their house. He's like a real loud snore.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was like, so the reason why I'm not terribly sad about it is because I feel like he was rescued from the shelter.
Yep.
He was 18.
Yeah.
Which in dog years is like, gosh, I don't know, 100 and...
Super old.
100 and something. And then he got home and he's like, I'm happy now. Now I can go and I'm at peace.
I totally agree with you. I think this story has a happy ending.
All right.
He didn't die in a shelter. Instead, he got to go and live with Luke Bryan and get lots of cuddles and love. And then he passed away.
He was so happy at the end. The videos were absolutely great. My family, we actually did this in Las Vegas. We adopted a shelter dog who we knew was very sick. The dog got sick and the owners dropped her off. She was 13 years old, and it was on the social medias, and so we went and got her, and she lived for 6 months. They said she only lived for a couple months. She lived for 6 months.
Oh, and the kids you told them straight up.
They knew she was old and sick. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! But they loved on her until she passed away.
Oh my god! And even like she had her moments of spunk where she would chase the other dogs around, like out of the blue.
Yeah, my dog had that before it passed
away.
Isn't
that crazy?
It would randomly just have these little bits of energy, and you're like, oh my gosh.
It was so funny, but it was a great lesson for the kids, and I think Luke Bryan and his family did a great thing for a lot of people, too.
I agree.
It's great. And finally, the ACMs yesterday, of course, they renounced. Reba did it. It wasn't without controversy.
Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, Kenny Chesney, Chris Stapleton, and Keith Urban.
Oh. No women on that list,
and no
Reba.
Women on
what do you
this
think about?
List.
What do you make of that?
Well, it doesn't make me very happy.
Yeah,
yeah. Because we've got some very talented women who are out there working their butts off.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm sure you'll have something to say about it the night of on the ACMs.
Of course, I'm missing my girlfriends on this.
That took fire, as you can imagine, on social media. A lot of people still talking about it. Some people threatening boycotts of the event. So, Reba says she'll have something to say about it the night of the broadcast. We'll have to wait for that.
Oh, no.
I thought one of the best quotes came from Mitchell Tenpenny. His quote was, "Last year, I was in the nosebleeds watching the ACM Awards. This year, I'm nominated. I can't believe it." So that's great news for Mitchell Tenpenny.
Good for him.
He was so cool at our guitar pool, and he's a great singer, by the way. So congrats to him.
Yeah.
He totally deserves it.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, this one thing is skyrocketing at businesses nationwide. Tell you what it is next. It's not a good thing.
I was going to say, is it good?
No, it's not. Wow. Tell you what it is after Luke. It's QIK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, so I was reading these articles about how workplace theft is through the roof right now. It's through the roof. It's higher than it's ever been. People stealing stuff from their jobs.
Oh, okay, like office space when he steals the stapler.
Yeah, and here's the crazy thing. It said in a couple of these articles I've been reading that everybody's done it. So I started asking people, like, ever in your life have you done it? I can't find one person that has never not stolen from their work.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that it is pretty typical.
What have you stolen?
Back in the day?
No, you don't have to. This is what everybody does, too.
What? They go, why can't I
well,
say
it? Well, it was a long time ago. Wait, I know you're currently not stealing anything.
No, because I can afford toilet paper now. But when I couldn't, I took it from the workplace every once in a while. That, or they used to have those free basket of feminine products. Those are expensive.
Really? They had a free basket?
Yeah, they used to. Not anymore, because everyone was stealing them, I heard. So.
It was just in the bathroom, like in a basket?
Yeah, they would just put
like Easter basket?
Feminine products out there. And yeah, honestly, it kind of did look like a little Easter basket. Someone repurposed it.
So, things that are most commonly stolen, light bulbs, makes sense. Paper products, as you mentioned, toilet paper, and toilet paper's at the top of the list.
Paper towels. Those things add up.
Windex. And the way it's stolen is it's smuggled out in water bottles.
Okay.
So weird. This one guy admitted to stealing the fake Christmas tree that they'd put up for the holidays every year at their work. That's pretty good. And then a lot of people steal coffee on Friday so they have coffee for the weekend to make at their house. And then this.
Really?
Yeah, but one of the commenters made a great point. It's like, hey, just say you'll be working from home for the weekend. It's not stealing. Because you're taking the...
Oh, because you take the coffee?
Yeah,
you take the coffee. Yeah, but here's the issue with taking the coffee home is then you got to somehow smuggle Kevin out with it so that he can brew it for you in the morning.
That's right.
Kevin, he's a barista these days.
I am.
Kevin, you're
dang good at it, too.
You kind of have this aura about you where people think you're somewhat of a choir boy. Like, you're perfect. I mean, it's a good reputation to have.
Yeah, is it?
I mean, you haven't fooled me, but a lot of other people you have.
He fooled me. I think he's a sweetheart.
What have you stolen from work, Kevin?
Oh, my gosh. Pens.
Not you, Kevin.
Pens, you know, notepads.
What's the highest value thing you think?
Gosh, like, I don't know.
Have you ever stolen like a shirt or something? Like
headphones, stolen? Tickets, anything?
Oh, you know what? I have taken a pair of headphones home before.
And you didn't bring them back?
I did never brought them back. Yeah, I did. But I use it. But they're for me.
That?
I
mean,
it's like it's part of our business. Now, we used to have a whole bunch laying around.
Hold on. It's part of the business that you got to go home and listen to watch Netflix on your iPad and listen to headphones?
Sure.
All right, good. You passed the test. Yeah. A lot of people have been like, well, not really. But no, you're right. It is part of the business, right? That's pretty good.
Well, in that case, these Beats are going to go missing.
Those are mine.
Well, hey,
you know.
Now you'll know what it feels like to have your stuff ganked at work. Yeah.
Karma be a bee. You know what they say.
800-992-1099. What have you stolen from the workplace? I guess if we have to use a voice disguiser, we will. Or maybe you own a place and like, you know, what are people stealing? We had this vending machine in Nashville and I would think I was making like, I don't know, $30 a year.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. And this vending machine, somebody had done something where you could just reach underneath and steal everything. You know what I mean? Like chips and everything. But we were all so hungry because we didn't make any money.
Right.
So, man, when they'd come fill that up, it was the vending machine guy to me. I saw Santa Claus walking in with a sack of free gifts, you know, and then it was like, oh,
I'm so
Pringles,
guilty of this,
Snicker
too.
Bars and everything. And so I'm a little guy, right? So I have little arms. So I was one of the only guys at the whole company that
that you embrace it. Because most guys that are shorter and smaller,
what can I do?
They have that chicken hawk syndrome where they think that they're all bigger than they are.
No.
And you just know you've embraced it. You're like, I got little T-Rex arms. I'm reaching up in there.
I got little everything. I can't, I mean, I there's nothing I, how could I, well, yeah, look at me. I mean, what do you know? There's nothing else I can do.
So you're the perfect size to just get up in the vending machine.
I dated a girl
you're
once.
You're underutilized.
I dated a girl once
show.
And she said, you know what? You're fun size. And I said, I love that. Like if the fun size Snicker bars. But if I'm going to be some, I'll be fun size. But I had one of the smallest arms in the building. Actually, I think I did. And I could pulled up in the vending machine. We figured out a way, and I could take everything. So I was the guy. But the way I look at it, I was feeding the hungry because we didn't make a lot of money back then. So I was feeding the hungry.
I used to enlist the guys on the night show to help me shake the machine because it was too heavy for me, and my arms couldn't fit up in it. So I would have them shake it, and then every once in a while I'd just get the Doritos or whatever fell off. Struggling times.
You were the pimpette. You were organizing the business. 800-992-1099. What have you taken from work? It's 99.5 QI. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, so you're talking about how workplace theft is on the rise. It's at an all-time high right now. Melanie's stolen from work. Kevin, unbelievably, has stolen more things from work than I think anything I've ever heard in my life. Who would have thought?
He's stolen the most amount.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, the guy's he's a thief. I mean, I don't know how else to say it.
$100 headphones? I mean, that's a lot.
I mean, and then when I asked him, what have you stolen? He's like, oh, gosh. I mean, the list is endless. Pens, coffee mugs, shirts,
pulled out
tickets.
A scroll.
Yes, just unbelievable.
A scroll.
And it's true. Everybody we've talked to has said, yeah, I've stolen something from work at one point or another. Let's get to Keaton. You have a story, Keaton.
I work at a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And a while back ago, we had an issue where one of our MRI techs was actually stealing an entire MRI piece by piece throughout the entire night. He worked night shifts.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, pieces of this MRI started coming up missing.
You mean like pieces of the MRI machine?
Yeah, like the big, huge MRI that they put you in. So we were like, what the heck? Where are these things going on? So we sat down with security because I work in the IT department, and they're like, hey, we need to pull the cameras. We need to look at this. Got to figure out where this stuff's going. So we started noticing that this guy would come into this MRI and start literally taking apart the MRI. And taking pieces of it home.
That's what you call a slow play. He just piece by piece.
A slow
no
developing crime. So he was trying to like build his own MRI machine and then he was going to sell it?
We still to this day have no idea what he was doing. We don't know if he was selling it, if he was taking it to another hospital. We don't know. But we finally, literally, as we were looking at the camera, we got a call from security saying, hey, there's a guy in the parking lot with a bunch of pieces of like what looks to be like an imaging machine. So we walk out of there and see that there he is with a cart of pieces, like trying to wheel this out in the parking lot to his car.
Yeah. There's a guy out in the parking lot, and he's offering MRIs for $5 less than we are.
That's crazy. Can you imagine, like, all of a sudden, like, your Facebook ads, it shows up, like, at-home MRI service, like, and some guy's like, no, I'll just come to your house. Like, you don't have to come to the hospital. Like, let's just do it at your home.
Yeah, the guy who was working there, all of a sudden his LinkedIn profile has been updated.
Home MRI services. And he shows up with a shopping cart wheeling in the MRI. We'll get to more.
Totally normal.
We'll get to more of your calls on the way. Stealing from work. Kevin, you never stole an MRI, so.
That
you haven't done.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Why do I hear that song as Beautiful Lazy?
I can't
get it out of my head. I mean. And if you are beautiful, then you can be lazy. So it just kind of works. I don't know why. I don't want you to be beautiful and crazy. I want you to be beautiful and lazy.
Which would you rather if you had to pick? Beautiful and lazy or beautiful and crazy?
Beautiful and lazy.
Yeah, I would agree.
I don't want to look at you and be like, you're so beautiful, but you're so crazy. I want to be like, you're so beautiful and you're so lazy. It's just, we're on the Netflix and chill because you're so lazy. There's nothing.
Doesn't even matter.
Doesn't even matter. You're so
beautiful.
Lazy and beautiful. Anyway, thank you, Luke Combs, for this conversation.
Yep.
99.5 QIK. Listen, speaking of beautiful and lazy, we've got an opportunity for you. We're actually giving you a campsite. Now, listen, it's 2019, right? We all get the deal. Every radio station gives away tickets, right? That's not surprising anybody. Who's giving you a campsite, man? That's next level.
No one that I know of, except for us.
All right, so we're hooking you up 7:40. We're 15 minutes away on 99.5 QIK. Campsite, 3 days at Country Thunder. This is a three-day campsite, right? Luke Bryan. Luke Combs. So you can be beautiful and crazy and go camping. You can also be beautiful and lazy and go camping.
Just
like it works.
Hang out at your campsite the whole time.
Yeah, because you could be like this crazy, like maniac in the woods running around at campsites. Or you could just lay in the tent all day with like cold beer. It doesn't matter.
You do you. Yeah. Whatever you want to do at the campsite, that's your business.
Right. All right. So 7:40. We're now 14 minutes away to get that campsite 3-day passes for Country Thunder. And whether you're beautiful, you're crazy, you're lazy, all of it, we're with you. We hope you win. It's 99.5 QIK. What you doing at the courthouse is next on 99.5 QIK. We got Captain Chris running around the Tampa Bay Area Courthouse is asking people standing in front, like, hey, what are you doing? What's the story of your case? And we love getting these people's stories because
every week they get crazier and crazier.
Yeah. And look, like, we realize we're probably not getting the real story, but that's what makes it so good.
Oh, yeah. You know? It's always the system's fault. It's the man trying to take everyone's money.
Right, right. And look, sometimes it is. It's cool.
Sometimes.
I get it. But sometimes it's not. And it's funny to hear the spin on it. What you do at the courthouse is next. And then at 7:40, we're going to hook you up with those 3-day passes at a campsite, the Country Thunder, Luke Bryan, Luke Combs. It's 99.5 QYK. All right, here we go. 99.5 QYK. We're ready.
What you doing at the courthouse? 99.5 QYK.
Captain Chris, Tampa Bay Courthouse this morning, asking people, what are you doing at the courthouse? We understand.
What'd you do to end up here?
We understand he's come up on somebody. Here we go.
Now, what brings you here today?
Attaching unauthorized tag.
Oh, right. So I take it that means that the tag that was attached to the vehicle that you were driving was not yours.
Right. It wasn't the right tag for the right car.
Oh, okay. So it was your tag, your car, but different car. I see. So there was like multiple vehicles and maybe just one tag involved.
Okay. I love how he's like trying to talk it out. Kevin Chris is trying to talk this out. It was wrong, man.
Yeah, you illegally attached a tag to a vehicle it wasn't supposed to go on.
We do have to give Captain Chris credit, though, because he's there, right. And he's probably trying to keep everything cool. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, he's not trying to question the people.
Right.
Okay, so is that just a little minor fine, I take it?
I hope so.
Okay, so we're about to go in to go take care of that.
Yes.
Okay, so did they pull you over and they were like, hey, this doesn't match up?
No, I was pumping gas and pulled around to the front and they pulled behind me. I was driving around the gas pump.
All right, well, who knows how that's going to end, but...
Oh, my gosh.
She was driving around the gas pumps with the wrong tags on the wrong cars.
This lady. Have you ever had that many tags that was an issue? Where you, I can't even keep them straight. I got them mixed up.
Something else is going to happen in that courtroom that she hasn't disclosed. It's going to be like, now we get it. All right, Captain Chris is, he's approached somebody else. Here we go.
Now, what brings you out here today?
I got caught with a suspended registration, and I put a sticker on my tag that was not mine.
Oh, well, that'll do it. So, did you get pulled over in this situation?
I did. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, what were you doing while you got pulled over? Did this ruin some serious plans for you?
I was on my way to work, which I really didn't want to go anyways, but I definitely didn't turn myself in, so they caught me.
So, is this, do you have to take care of some fines, or what are they doing for this?
Yeah, I went ahead and got a new car, so they're going to let me come back, and as long as I get my stuff fixed out, then just give them some money, and they'll forget about it.
In this whole situation, do you have any advice to give anybody?
Yeah. Take care of your stuff.
I mean, this lady just keeps falling forward. She's got all these problems. It's like, just go buy a new car. I don't need to deal with this anymore.
This current car has too many fines. They won't follow me if I just get a new car.
You know, the thing about me and this car is I seem to get arrested in this car all the time. So I'm just going to get a new car.
It's definitely the car, not me.
Yeah. All right, well, that's what's going on at the courthouse this morning. You should see all the looks on our faces. We're all like, how did that happen? What?
And how do you get a sticker that's not yours? Did you steal it? There's so many questions.
I just get arrested too much driving that car. I got to part ways with you, car. All right.
It's not you, car. It's me.
Country Thunder 3-day passes in a campsite. Your shot to win is next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, so here we go. We have arrived at your opportunity for a 3-day campsite at Country Thunder. Unbelievable. Luke Bryan, Luke Combs. All right, this is our campsite. Ambiance here.
Yes.
Ooh, you fall asleep to this. Listen to the crackling fire.
Maybe it's a little chilly at night, so you got a flannel on. You roasting some s'mores.
I don't want to camp with you.
Okay, fine. Fireball.
There you go. Now we're on the right
Jeez.
Track. Because that thing got boring in a hurry, didn't it? This is a.
I thought it sounded relaxing.
Country Thunder. I know. Listen, if I was out with the kids, that's what we do. I'm going to Country Thunder and Luke Bryan, Luke Combs.
Okay.
All right?
Well, guess what? When you win your imaginary campsite, you can do whatever you want with it. But here on my campsite, we're roasting s'mores.
Here we go. Melanie is going to read some of the lyrics of a song. Now, we'll tell you, this is either a Luke Bryan or a Luke Combs song, but she's going to read it like she's telling a campfire story, mm-hmm. a story around the campfire. We've all done that. It's great memories.
Gather round.
Then we'll start with caller 9. You got to tell us, was it Luke Bryan? Was it Luke Combs? And what was the song? All right. Are you in storytelling mode around the campfire?
Yep. All right, got the blanket on.
Okay. You got your s'mores?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here we go.
My little chair. Yeah. Takes forever to get ready, so she's never on time for anything. When she gets that come get me look in her eyes, well, it kind of scares me. The way that she drives me wild.
Whoa.
When she drives me wild.
It's like when you got crazy, it's like Bigfoot came out, Sasquatch came out of the woods, you know? Like,
yes.
It's wild. It's crazy.
All right, now pass me the fireball.
All right, now it's time for the fireball, right? Kids, go to bed. All right, so caller 9, 800-992-1099. First person that can tell us what song, what artist did that campfire story come from, and you've got the campsite for Country Thunder. 800-992-1099. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, let's gather around the campfire, everybody.
Ooh, it's so toasty over here.
It feels so good. Gosh. All right. Imagine yourself, Country Thunder, sitting around the campfire. It's you, it's all your friends, Luke Bryan, Luke Combs. It's a whole weekend, 3 days. We got your tickets, we got your campsite, we got everything ready to go. All you have to do is tell us, what song is this camp story from, this campfire story from, that Melanie's about to tell you? We need the title and artist. It's either a Luke Bryan song or a Luke Combs song.
I mean, it's as easy as that.
Here it is.
Takes forever to get ready, so she's never on time for anything. When she gets that come get me look in her eyes, well, it kind of scares me. That way that she drives me wild when she drives me wild.
Wow. This is, I mean, the more you tell these stories. Yeah, Kevin's got his hands up. He's like, what? I mean, he's almost getting, they're getting romantic. These are turning into romantic campfire stories.
But when she said, it scares me, I'm like,
All right.
I was channeling my Are You Afraid of the Dark story. Telling skills. You remember that show?
Yes.
Thanks, Mark.
Lauren's been holding on. Well,
hi, I'm calling about the concert tickets.
Right. The campfire story that Melanie just told. Mm-hmm. There are 3 day passes to Country Thunder, and we're going to let you go camping with Luke Bryan, Luke Combs. What song and who sung it?
Oh, my gosh. It was Beautiful Crazy by Luke Combs.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought this was hard. Congratulations. You just killed that.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No, we're not kidding you.
I'm so excited. Oh, my gosh.
So you're not just going to 1 day of Country Thunder, not 2 days, but three days of Country Thunder. And then also, you know, we figured, why not just throw in a campsite?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Have you ever been camping?
Thank you so much. No.
This is going to be your first camping trip?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I am so excited.
Man, I wish my first camping trip was, like, to be able to party with Luke Bryan and Luke Combs, too. That would have been awesome.
I mean,
oh, my
gosh. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right. So, read this new study out, and can you believe it? This is for guys now, and so... Ladies, you can tell your guy this when he gets home, your husband, or call your dad, your brother, any guy you care about. Guys who can do 40 continuous push-ups, 40 push-ups in a row,
mm-hmm.
100% less likely of heart problems. If you can do 40 push-ups, that's all it takes.
How many push-ups do you do every day in the studio? Because I see you over in the corner.
I do 100. I don't do them all together.
Oh,
this is 40 in a row.
Can you do 40 in a row?
I have never done 40 in a row, I don't think.
Yes, you have.
You think?
I one time did 50 in a row in there, and it hurt
really bad. High school
doesn't
count, Kevin.
There's no way.
High school doesn't count.
I don't believe that story.
Okay. So, you've done 50 in a row.
I have, so I know you can for sure do it.
Well, according to this study, then you would be like, I mean, you're going to live forever.
One time isn't going to do it.
Yeah.
So 40 push-ups in a row, and I'm kind of thinking to myself, I'm like, wow, I don't know. Like, that's a big number because you can't stop. You got to just do them. You got to pound
it
out.
It starts hurting after a while.
Yeah, after, what, 3 or 4? It really starts to, you start to seize up a little bit.
Jeez,
I'm not making fun of you.
Once you actually get off your knees and go to regular, it really starts hurting.
Well, listen, you know, if you want to be a quitter, fine. But I'm just saying, you have to really fight for this thing. Kevin, do you think you could do 40?
I probably could. Not right now, I couldn't, because...
Not right now. Well, what time of day would work for you?
Not what time of day? Jeez, what is this, beat up on me, Melanie? My gosh.
No, Mark.
Jeez.
You're
it's
right.
Like you've
I'm
done everything wrong. You can't do anything right.
I'm
that's what this break
it out
has turned
on the
into.
Wrong person. Mark was the one being a jerk this morning.
No. Not at all. I Kevin, we're looking out for your health here. I mean,
no, I know. If I consistently did, which we used to do, 100 put, I've kind of let it off. If I did that and got rid of my muscles hurt, and then did it, I probably could.
All right, fellas listening, can you do 40 in a row? Maybe drop down now, give it a shot, and take some video. You can tag us on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. We'd love to see it. Ladies, text your guy right now. This is what I want you to text your guy right now and say, can you do 40 push-ups in a row without stopping? See what they say. And then when they get home today or when you see them later or you're with them now, tell them to prove it. Because, like I said, it's proven now. If you can do it, you're 100% less likely to have any heart trouble.
Well, I think we need to see if you're going to have any heart trouble, and you should do 40 consecutive push-ups.
All right.
Kevin already said that he doesn't think he can do it right
now.
Well,
he can try.
I mean, I could probably try it.
Of course you could try.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, so we'll do this. Let's play Sam Hunt. I bet he can do it. He probably did a lot of them.
Yeah.
I bet he can do 140 without stopping.
He can do anything. He's Sam Hunt.
Oh, gosh. It just... unbelievable. All right. He can do anything. He's Sam Hunt.
Oh, don't be jealous. Because he could do more than you.
Mm. All right, we'll find out next. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, this is official medical research here. If you do 40 continuous push-ups without stopping, you have an unbelievable lower chance to be affected by heart disease. I think this is an important thing, right? Anything we do, anything we do that can help people be healthy, we should strive to do it. And
we're just all about your health, Kevin.
We're also on a Facebook Live on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. We're going to see if Kevin can do 40 in a row. Kevin, how do you feel? Confident? Do you feel?
No, but not really. I'm going to try it. I'm going to hit 40 even if I have to push through. I mean, it's going to hurt.
Okay. All right. So here we go. Kevin's going to drop down and start doing 40. I'm going to go over there in the corner there, and then we'll have to keep. Buck, I don't know if you can keep like a count of where he is, maybe, because I can't see him. Kevin, are you ready? Okay.
Oh, wait.
No. You can't already start. You ready? We'll count you down. Ready?
We're on Facebook Live, too, by the way.
Yep. On the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. You can see it. 3, 2, 1.
1, 2.
All right. So Kevin's taking off. He's trying to do 40 in a row, but this is new research. But look, what I was saying before is like, you know, ask your husband if you can do it. Ask your brother. Text your dad. Like, if this makes a huge difference about your heart health, I think it's something pretty good to know, something pretty good to strive for.
22, 23, 24.
Oh, he's off to a rocking start. And
he's going fast.
Is it
30?
Keep going until you can't go at this point. He's going to do it. Kevin may
38,
live.
38, 39, 40. Woo!
All right.
Still got it.
Step up to the microphone, Kevin. Unbelievable.
Are you a little out of breath, buddy?
I felt good. I feel good now.
You don't need to go to the doctor forever. You are in incredible shape.
That's right.
How many? You did 40?
I did 40.
How many do you feel like you could have done?
It started to hurt. I probably could have done about 10 more.
Well, 50's great.
Yeah.
How do you feel about yourself? Like, seriously, though.
I do feel good.
Isn't that good?
It makes you feel better.
I know.
Push-ups make you feel better.
It really does. But according to science, your heart is in good health because if it wasn't, you wouldn't have been able to sustain that.
Good.
Pretty good?
I like that.
Melanie, before you came in, she's like, there's just no way he's going to do it.
No, how
do you
I did. He is so full of crap this morning.
You did.
I did not say that.
He
doubted himself.
He did doubt himself.
I did doubt myself.
But then you rose to the occasion.
Yes.
You found the inner, I don't know, what's your inner alter ego? Are you K-Dog? Like, have you named it? Like, who he is that he comes out like this?
No.
Okay, you should name him because he's a fierce individual. Yeah.
Lots of messages on the Facebook Live. Kim, Mindy, Jen, that's awesome. Nice. Good job, Kevin.
Yes.
You got a whole cheering crew going on.
People very excited, Kevin. Good job. You did 40. 40 is the number.
Woo!
And doctors are saying that you just the percentage that you won't have heart disease is really good. So strive for that. It's QIK.
99.5 with QYK, Tampa Bay's morning crew. We've got Mark not on the mic right now. He's over in the corner because we want to see him put his money where his mouth is. Well, you challenged Kevin this morning
this
push-off, 40 push-off, push-up challenge.
Yeah, so Kevin, tell me what it is. So it's 40 push-ups, and if you can do it continuously, doctors say you're in great shape and your heart is in really good shape. If you can't do it, they say you should go to a heart doctor, like ASAP, right?
Yes. You're 100% less likely to have something go on with your heart.
Are we on the Facebook Live?
We are. I'm starting the Facebook Live
video.
You
can do this, buddy.
Right now. Now, Kevin's already done it.
I did 40 in a row. There's no way you can't.
His heart is in good shape. Now we got Mark over in the corner.
He's getting prepared. He's...
Right, tell me when to start.
All right. Countdown. 3, 2, 1, go. 1. All right. He's going. How does he look, Melanie? He's looking pretty good, isn't he?
I mean...
He's way better than me.
I was going to say, do you want me to compare his form to yours?
Because
I don't really think you do. He's going all the way down.
He's in way better shape than me.
He is in good shape.
Where are we at?
He's got less body mass. He's a little dude, you know?
All right, 10 more to go. He's easily got this.
36, 37, 38, 39, 40!
Buddy, your heart is healthy.
I'm going to live, baby.
Look at you. He's going to live, people.
All right, folks, listen. Kevin and I are heart champions.
Your face is a little red right now.
Yeah, I know. It's tough. Once you hit about 35, you're going, 5 more. But those 5 are really slow. You know what I'm saying? But it feels good. Whew, I drank too much beer this weekend.
Wow, I'm impressed that both of you guys did it.
All right, so call your boyfriends, call your husband, send them a text. Tell them Mark and Kevin can do it. So they better be able to do it. It's 99.5 QIK. I am out of breath.
But you did it.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QIK. All right, so we did our 40 push-up challenge because doctors say, this is for guys. Guys, if you can do 40 push-ups in a row without stopping, you're in great, great health. If you can't, could be signs of early heart trouble. So, like I was saying, ladies, text your guy now. Just say, hey, can you do 40 push-ups in a row?
And if not, then go to the doctor and get checked out.
Go to the doctor, see what you need to do. Maybe you need to put some muscle on, maybe you got to lose some weight, maybe you got to switch up your nutrition. Who knows? We just want you all to be healthy. So we tried it in here, Kevin and I. I'm happy to report we both... Watch me have a heart attack today.
No.
From doing 40 push-ups.
I just stopped myself. That's like something you see like online. You're like... Radio guy brags he could do 40, drops dead at noon.
Oh, man.
Darn it.
No.
I hope not. Anyway, but we did the 40. If that does happen, of course, the story, none of it was true then because we both did 40 push-ups.
Well, think of the viral attention you'd get for that, though, Mark. Think of the show.
Man.
I'd be gone.
I'm kidding.
Not necessarily.
You would be
here. Boy, we see where she's all about, don't we, Kevin?
Yeah.
You didn't die.
What about the attention we'd all get? Well, some of us.
No, I'm impressed, honestly. I'm really glad that both of you guys are in good shape.
My kids are on the way to school crying, and Melanie's really, I'm impressed, really.
Cut it out.
All right, so what is some of the feedback we're getting on the Facebook Live? These are the people who watch us do the push-ups.
Yeah, Debbie said, great job, Mark. Mindy, great job. And then Kevin... A lot of people are saying, that's awesome, nice, well done, no sweat, muscle men, great job. Oh, that was from Jerry. And then Joe, Joe's talking a little smack. Uh-oh. Kevin did 40 half push-ups. He needs to be up and go all the way down. Redo.
Let me find Joe's comment. Yes, Joe.
Joe,
now,
Joe, did you do 40 today, buddy?
Burn.
Just saying.
So according to Joe, Kevin, you've only done 20 push-ups.
That's okay. It's 20 more than he's probably done.
Hey!
See, if you want to say I'm feisty this morning, Kevin, with the fighting words over here.
Kevin, I think Joe just said to call your doctor, buddy.
I think that's what he said.
Can't handle 40.
All right.
You know what it is that he's cut back to only one cup of coffee in the morning.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't have the energy anymore. All right. You can watch his videos online, the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. And again, call your dad, call your brother, call your any guy that you love. For God's sake, call and call your son and say, hey, do these 40. And if you can't, set up a doctor's appointment for him. All right. It's like a PS.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Parenting. And it's when you share your children on social media.
Right. Pictures, stories about them, videos, anything. And I guess psychologists have said in some ways this is good, in other ways very bad. But it's just crazy how divided parents are about this.
And it's in the news today because the Washington Post, they posted this essay about a 14-year-old girl who just realized that her life has already been online for the last 14 years. She didn't know until she started Googling herself. At 14 years old, you discover Google and you start looking things up. So she Googled her name. And sure enough, there's photos of her all the way from the time that she was a baby because her mother has been Sharington.
Well, Sharenting, yeah.
Sharenting.
It's a tough word, I know, Sharenting.
Sharenting, why is it so hard to say?
They were even saying that teenagers are shocked to Google themselves and see pictures of them in the womb.
Yeah,
the big
so the
thing
sonograms.
Is the sonograms, think about this. People have been doing this for years now, and I think parents forget that they've done it. They tag the kid's name. All of a sudden, they go back a decade or so later, and there they are in the womb. It's crazy.
It's nuts. So you, obviously, you are guilty of Sharenting.
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't say I'm guilty of it because I didn't plead not guilty. I just am like, I accept what it is. I think it's, for me, it's good. I love it. I like to share what goes on in my house.
You have a whole Instagram. It's this damn house or something. And
yeah.
You post all the kids doing crazy stuff all day.
Yeah, the reason I do is because so many people, you know, we have five kids. So many people come up to my wife and I and they just go, how do you guys do it? And we can never answer the question. It was no, I don't know. I got us, if you ask, I don't know. I was like, so you can just see it. So we just post videos and pictures of doing it. I don't even know what we're doing because it's crazy. It's chaos. It's out of control. I always say to myself, like things will get stressful and I'll go, oh, this damn house. You know, like it's just crazy falling apart. So that's why we named the channel the channel. But not everybody agrees with doing that. Kevin, you are against it.
I am totally against it. I won't put my kids on social at all.
There you go. Did you guys do the sonogram thing?
We may have done something like that when it first, you know, but once it got older, we just said, nope, we're not doing it.
So in the womb, okay, out of the womb, no.
Well, I mean, I'd have to go back. I don't even remember.
Well, but, so.
Yeah.
And, you know, nobody's going to go up to a kid and go, I think I saw you in utero 20 years
you
ago.
You look very familiar.
I swear, that looked like you.
Gosh, you look so different outside of that
Melanie,
amniotic sac.
You're engaged. You're going to be married this year in 2019, if you get planning, because it's the year's flying by.
Yes.
Thanks for the reminder.
When you guys have kids, because you already said that you want children.
Yeah, we do. Yep.
Yeah. Like, what do you think you'll be on this? And you may change as you, you know, progress, but what do you think?
I never thought I would have an issue with posting, but then after reading this article and the girl being upset with her mother about finding out she has all these photos for the last 14 years that she never posted, nor did she give her mother permission because she's a minor, so she doesn't even have to check with her kid before posting. It got me thinking, I don't know.
I was just reading a story online how a mom was having a sleepover and actually sent a slip, emailed a slip to the parents to see if they were allowed to post pictures of the other kids on social media because it was at her house. She didn't want to be responsible.
Oh my gosh, almost like a photo release when you go places
exactly,
and they make you sign
that's
it.
That's exactly what it was. Isn't that crazy? But I think to myself, well, that's insane. Then I go, it's very smart.
It is smart, though.
She had like 12 girls over and she's like, you know, maybe when the parents is mad, I don't want to be responsible. By the way, three of the parents wrote back, no, I didn't want my child videoed or photographed.
Good thing she asked.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Kevin says no. I say yes. Melanie, undecided.
I've got a couple years to decide.
Yeah, you do have some time. It's QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Dan and Shay, there you go. That's my pick right there for ACM winners. That's my pick right there. 99.5 QYK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Mark and Melanie. Okay, this is unbelievable, folks. This is great. This is such a great story. Kevin, what has Melanie been complaining about all morning off the air?
Oh, my gosh.
The coffee?
That's high on the chart, but it's the smell in here, remember?
Oh, yes.
She said it smells like... It begins with a U.
Urine?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know you didn't want to say the other word.
But
I was like, there's a safety word.
Yes.
And she's been saying it for 3 hours, and I'm like, to the point where like
I'm trying
to smell urine because I don't know what she's talking about.
I don't smell it either.
I don't either. There's an update.
Uh-oh.
Melanie just got a text from her fiance, Brian. Brian, unbelievable.
I honestly can't believe this. I thought I was going crazy.
I'll never play the game Clue against Brian because he'll win the game. He has just solved the puzzle.
I've been sniffing the ground in the studio because I said it reeks like pee in here. There's dog pee. I thought for sure Monday one of the dogs peed. We didn't know about it, and that's what I was smelling.
That does happen sometimes. But
no, yeah. Instead, my fiance just texted me, and he said, FYI, you slept in pee last night. Bishop, our dog, peed the bed.
Yeah. When she first read that, she did the same pause. I'm like, well, which one of it was you? You know?
But no, it was the dog.
It was the dog. Yeah.
And then I wrote him back, are you kidding me? I thought I was going nuts. I've been sniffing around everything in the studio. And he just wrote back, haha.
So you were, in fact, were correct, though. It did smell like that for a reason.
Yeah,
so.
But it's not the studio. It's me.
All right. Melanie's also going to class later at USF. So whoever's sitting next to her for this afternoon, she will not have time for a shower. And you will be treated to...
I apologize in advance. This is how my morning's going. In case you didn't know, I also spilled an entire cup of coffee on my MacBook this morning.
That happened too.
Hashtag Melanie Strong all day, everybody. We're thinking of it.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. That's new Eric Church called Some of It. I had to tell my kids it's not called Summer. Because when he sings it, it's Summer. And they're like, they're singing Summer.
I've never heard it like that before.
I shouldn't have ruined it for y'all.
Summer.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to hear it like
they
that.
They all sing Summer. I'm like, it's Some of It. And they go, oh, you're crazy, Daddy. I'm like, no, it's Some of It.
Now every time I hear that song, and then also every time I hear There Was This Girl, all I can hear is There Was This Squirrel because of you.
I sing that too.
There was this squirrel.
Drink in his hand. It's those drunk squirrels. I tell you, you got to be careful. They're everywhere.
Those ones are crazy.
Real quick, this is really kind of fascinating, and I don't know. Here's the thing. It's a challenge, and then there's a solution. For the first time in 35 years, the armed forces are having a huge problem recruiting. They've turned to social media. The big problem is they can't find people to pass the physical tests.
Yeah, unfortunately, people are overweight. They're not healthy enough. The kids are just sitting in front of the TV playing video games, and they, for the first time, like you said, just can't recruit enough people.
So a couple guys got together, and they're like, all right, well, let's turn to social media. They convinced some of the recruiters to go to social media, and they did a hip-hop video. This is great.
Loyalty, duty, respect, self-service, earn more. Don't be a hostage to college. Paying a mortgage, honor, integrity, personal courage. Eating up beer like a bowl full of porridge. I'm above all, supporting and serving, I'm soaring. Confidence is pouring. The Army, king of the jungle.
Love it. Army, king of the jungle. That's how you do it.
It's so smart, though, because if you're not getting recruits the traditional way, just showing up on college campuses and stuff, you got to reach them where they're at, and that's on social media, so it's genius.
Yeah, it's a positive message, and obviously is meeting a challenge. I'm trying to come up with a solution to a challenge, so props to those guys for that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.